Hello and welcome to Arcanum Obscura. I'm Chris.
And I'm Nathaniel. Hello and welcome.
You are quiet.
Am I? Hold on.
Oh, well.
I'm gonna move my mic a little bit.
I also don't have my volume knob turned up as high as yours.
That's true. I am a little bit quiet. That should be fine. I'll just talk a little bit closer to the mic. And then we can adjust it later.
I just adjusted you, so it should be better.
How does it sound? Good?
Yeah, it's good.
Perfect. Anyways, Holly, Christopher, how you doing?
Holly?
Howdy.
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 Holly. I'm like, what the
howdy.
Fuck?
Did you know, when I was in Canada, I was making jokes about, like, talking a southern accent when meeting new friends. Like, one of my friends I was staying with, she was inviting some friends over, and I have never met them before. They don't know who I am. They just know I'm from Florida, and that's it. I was like, should I just talk the entire
that's
time?
That's more than enough that somebody needs to know about
that's
somebody.
True. Oh, he's from Florida?
Fuck that. You're one of those people.
Second thought.
Oh, my gosh.
But I was wondering if I should start talking to those new people who have never met me before in a southern accent. And so I was practicing and, like, talking to my friends in the southern accent. And they're like, oh, my God, you talk in such a great southern accent. I'm like, I'm from the south. What did you say? Like, yeah, I don't normally have a southern accent, but I'm all around southern accents all the time. I think I could do a southern accent.
I still deny I have an accent, but I've heard it now.
You've heard it?
Yeah.
Certain words you say?
Yeah. But, like, I was talking to someone, and they kept, like, I'm not going to name anybody.
Damn.
But they kept, like, telling me words to say when we were talking.
You don't do, like, the stereotypical car and keys.
They were looking for what you would hear in Sopranos.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, you don't understand. The New York accent, like the cliche New York accent, isn't like an Australian accent where it's all of Australia. It's regional to only certain parts, like New York City and tiny bit into Jersey and stuff. That's it. It's a regional accent. It's not like a full statewide fucking accent.
Yeah. I mean, that's very common in most states, actually. We have a lot of states that have...
I just like hearing your voice. I'm like, listen to the podcast.
Listen to the podcast.
Yeah, she kept saying, like, I just like to hear your voice. But then she kept specifically searching for words online that would pop out a New York accent and making me say them. I'm like, this is getting really fucking annoying.
I like hearing your voice, but I like making fun of you more.
Yeah. And then, like, her husband said, I sound like I have a Jersey accent.
Jersey?
Yeah. I'm like, no. And a Jersey accent's not even a Jersey accent. I found out it's actually from New York.
I remember we talked about this.
Yeah, it's one of the boroughs.
Somebody was saying, like, damn, so Jersey wants to be their own New York accent. So much that they faked it their own accent.
Same with the guy at work. Every time he gives the middle finger, it's a Jersey wave. I'm like, no, it's the New York wave. It's always been a New York wave.
Yeah, I've heard it called the New York wave more than anything.
And he talks about how he loves New York or Jersey pizza. I'm like, nobody fucking says that.
Unless they're from Jersey.
You have three types of pizza. You have New York, you have Chicago deep dish, and you have Sicilian. That's
sometimes
all.
I forget my dad's from New Jersey. Because, like, he lived there for, like, a short amount of time, then he moved to Florida. But then I talked to him about, like, some things from his past, and he was like, oh, yeah, we dealt with the Jersey Devil there. And, like, all this other stuff. Like,
they dealt with him. He's gone now.
Well, I mean, that's
they went out and they fucked him up.
I mean, that's kind of what he was saying. Well, he wasn't saying they went out and killed him, but, like, there were times where, like, the hens were killed by, like, the Jersey Devil.
Yeah, me and Jimmy Two-Tone, we took care of him.
Two-Tone. He has two different hair colors. Jimmy Two-Tones.
No, he speaks in two octaves at once.
Oh, fuck. There's,
Like the, throat singing. But he talks like that.
Okay, you ever watch the podcast, or listen to the podcast, Dungeons and Daddies?
I think once.
Okay, so there's a scene in that. It's like midway through the show. Where one of the members tells the cast, like, I can do a double singing, and, like, where they can sing in two different octaves at once.
Yeah.
It was the most terrible sounding thing possible.
If you go to, like, places where they do it normally, it sounds good, like monks and stuff.
Right. And she wasn't saying, like, she was a professional whatsoever, yeah. But, like, it was, like... really fun, and it's funny too because I used to do it as a kid. I used to talk like that, like as a joke, and I don't know if I can do it anymore. But you're like forcing like air out while you're talking,
yeah.
So it sounds like this, kind of like that, and it's really weird. I bet that's going to sound great.
Yeah, it sounds awful.
I bet that's going to sound amazing. I bet I can do it if I put more practice into it. Anyways.
We need to get one of those, like,
two tones.
1960s, like, radio voices.
1960s radio
voices. They're like, hello and welcome to.
Oh.
Not even that. I can't even do it. That's more like a fucking 30s to 50s, like.
I was about to say.
Fallout type voice.
Last time we left our adventurers, they were on. Exactly. Can't do that. I figure the radio voice you're referring to is like the, hello and welcome to Smooth
Jazz. No, like the excited one.
Oh, I don't know which one you're referring to.
Yeah, I can't think of it. I can't do it, so I can't, like, give an example.
Do you want to start a podcast that's just a radio show?
Where we have a bunch of, like, little things we hit to make noises and shit?
What? No. No, we just, like, play music and then talk about the music. But, like, it has to be old music.
I was about to say, we can only play, like...
ska.
No, we get that's still got copyrights. You gotta get, like,
that... Some ska is copyrighted.
You gotta get that shit, like, the books that are all, like, free now. And...
You know what we could do? We can go over, like, old, like, music, like Mozart and Bach and all those people.
I don't know enough
music. We'll learn together.
No, I'm good.
You don't want to do a podcast about a radio show about learning about...
Now, if you listen very carefully, you can hear the... Nah, I already forgot the name of the drum I was going to say.
You can hear the slight dulcimer in the background. There it is. There's a dulcimer. I don't know what a dulcimer is.
I don't either. I can't remember. I can't believe, actually, I was talking to my... No, I can't remember. Me and my daughter were talking about something. And I said the Zydeco. And I'm like, I think that's what the instrument's called. And she looked it up and it
Zydeco?
Was. Yeah, it's like a hollow piece of wood with bumps on it. And you just rub it with a fucking stick.
Oh, that's what that's called?
Yeah. Like my little frog over there.
Yeah, that is like your little frog over there. There's some really weird instruments out
there.
It's
like my penis.
Okay.
Just hollow and ribbed so you can rub it with a stick and it makes noises.
Okay.
Why do you think I'm always invited to the parties?
When's the last time you go to a party?
A long time ago.
I'm curious. When was the last
time? Back in New York.
Back in New York?
Yes.
Oh, it's been a long time.
Except for work parties, and I can't whip out my natural Zydeco at a work party. I hope I'm using that word right.
Zydeco? There's some really interesting musical instruments out there. Like the, what is it, the water violin, I think it's called?
I had a friend that just discovered a hurdy-gurdy.
Really?
I'm like, they're so cool. It sounds like a bagpipe mixed with string instruments.
Well, yeah. That's what it is. I'm trying to look up water violin.
Look up Zydeco.
No.
I think it's a type of music, actually.
Zydeco?
Yes.
Zydeco.
That might be way off on this.
Hold on, let's see. It is a genre of music that involves the Southwest Louisiana by French Creole speakers.
Yeah, it just like popped in my head. I'm like, I think that's actually a genre.
Which blends blues, rhythm, and blues.
Yeah, I'm like, it just came to me. I'm like, I think it's a genre, not an instrument.
You're like, you were so confident about it, though. I wasn't going to question you on it. What was I talking about before this? Canada? Southern accents? I was trying to convince like the new people I met, the Southern accents.
I'm trying to look up wooden ribbed instrument, and like the second top researchy thing dildo. Is ribbed wooden instrument for fat loss.
That's weird. Okay.
Okay, I found them. What are they called? Oh, I was way the fuck off. A gyro.
It has umlauts over it. Gyro? Gyro?
Gyro? That's what I meant. I had the wrong word completely. I just realized it today.
It's a gyro.
Middle of the podcast talking about Zydeco, and I'm like, wait, I think that's a music genre, not an instrument.
You know what? Whenever people talk about gyros, you know what I'm talking about? Gyros? The food?
Yeah. And nobody knows what to say.
It's gyros.
I've heard gyro, hero, and gyro.
It's not gyro.
Spell gyro.
It's also not English.
Well, don't bring it over here
then. I think hero and euro work because there are two different countries that produce euros.
The thing is, when I had it once at Arby's.
What?
Yeah.
Arby's has euros?
But when I ordered, I just said gyro because you know they're going to know what I mean.
Yeah, nobody's. There's a really good authentic Greek place not too far from my house. I always pronounce it gyro or euro. And they've never corrected me once.
They're just being polite.
No, absolutely. I love, if you're ever going to get a euro, don't go to Arby's.
I was hungry. I was at Arby's. I saw it. I'm like, I'll try it.
How'd you like it?
It wasn't bad. It was messy.
It is.
The sauce like came out when I bit into it. It
can get messy. You have to be a little careful with it.
I'm not careful.
That's okay.
I get food on the ceiling, on the floor.
What's your favorite kind of gyro? What was it?
I only had one.
What was it?
Ever. No, what? I had two.
Oh, okay.
There's that shop.
Uh-huh.
On down Bonnie Heath. It's like a gyro shop. That's all it is.
Uh-huh.
They were good there.
Hmm. What kind of meat did you get at?
I have no idea. I think the one at Arby's was like beef and then like some kind of a white sauce.
Tzatziki.
Sure, that.
It is tzatziki. Was it like a yogurt garlic sauce?
I don't know. It was kind of like slimy and salty.
Well, okay. Traditionally,
tzatziki. It was like a...
It's white.
It was like... it's hard creamy. To explain the flavor. It was like tangy a little bit.
Like garlic?
No.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah. Like almost like a sour cream type tang, just very mild.
Oh, that is actually really weird. I don't know if you'd be eating that.
It wasn't bad. It just, I don't know what it's supposed to taste like.
It's tzatziki, which is, it's yogurt, garlic, dill.
Well, plain yogurt has a tangy taste too.
Yeah, it does.
That's the tang I was talking about. Mm-hmm. And you're sitting there telling me maybe I shouldn't be eating it because it has a tangy taste, but yogurt has a tangy taste. Yeah,
but if you're only tasting the yogurt...
No, I tasted other stuff. It almost had like... I swear it was like almost like a dill taste to it, too.
I just...
Did you say dill was in it?
I did say dill was in it.
Yeah. It was like years ago, so I don't really remember.
Okay, fair enough.
I can't remember the other thing that all my friends used to get in New York.
Donairs?
No.
Oh, donairs are pretty fucking good. And donairs and euros are very similar.
It was similar to a euro, too, but it was like... I almost got the word. Almost like flan.
Flan is not...
I know what flan is. Flan's a dessert.
Like a falafel?
That's it, falafel.
Okay.
When I got my first tattoo, like, we're all going down to the falafel shop. I'm like, what the hell's a falafel? They're like, they're really good. I don't even know I never had one, so I still don't know what that is.
I haven't had too many falafels.
Isn't it a similar thing? It's like meat stuff in a pocket?
It is in a pocket, yes. Yeah. It is okay. Like in a pocket of bread.
Yeah.
I don't know what goes into a falafel, so I cannot say 100%.
Probably some kind of like meat and food.
Wow. Fucking revolutionary. Could be mutant food.
I
could be something else.
Way off topic, but...
rat.
I had to tell my daughter the story of Rob, the God of Thunder, the other day.
Oh, no. Is that the first time you've told her?
Yes.
Really?
She loved it, but she's like, you need a sticker on the back of your car that says, Rob, the God of Thunder, sit on the center of the universe. Then I mentioned that to Gumby, and like... He never heard. I know I told him the story. You must have forgot it. So I told him the story.
One of the first few stories you told me when we became friends was that story.
Then I remembered what he looked like yesterday.
What?
Yes. Gumby's like, do you remember what he looked like? I'm like, vaguely. I'm like, I know he was the only one on the unit with laces. That's why I thought he worked there.
Yes.
But I remember he had kind of a roundish face, dark eyes, not like heavy. Round face, but just kind of slightly rounded.
Yeah.
He had black hair that was kind of slicked back and also spiked.
Right?
You know, like kind of slicked aside, yeah. Spiked on top. Then he had a denim jacket, and it was like straight out of the 80s. It had like airbrushing on the back and stuff. And I'm explaining it to him. Like, oh my God, he is a character.
Yeah. If anybody knows this person, please send us messages. We'd love to get in contact with Rob.
No, don't. Because somehow he found me in a second hospital when I was underage, under HIPAA laws, and he still found me.
Didn't he call you?
Yeah, and he said he was my sponsor. And at the time, I was, like, so naive about it. I'm like, sponsor? For what? I wasn't thinking, like, you know, AA.
Yeah.
I was thinking because I did a lot of art stuff. So he was trying to claim he was my art sponsor because he knew I liked doing art.
Yeah.
And then I didn't have permission. I didn't earn the right to use phones yet. So since I got a phone call, I'm like, I'm fucking taking it.
You're like, you can't call anybody. Hey, somebody's calling you.
Well, yeah. Well, except it's my sponsor. He was allowed to talk to me.
I can't believe you fucking lied. I'm his sponsor. Let me talk to him.
I don't know how he found me.
He knew your full name.
Still, HIPAA laws?
No, I'm saying, like, he...
I went to another hospital an hour away.
That's what I'm saying is, like, he found you in a new hospital, and he knew your full name.
Oh, yeah. But then, you know, plus I was underage, and, of course, the HIPAA laws. How the fuck did he find me? Then I think I mentioned how I went back to the hospital later on in my 20s, and they said I was never there.
Yeah, you never were a patient there. Yeah,
like, and I just explained in detail the layout of the psych ward. Like, yeah, that's our psych ward. I'm like, yeah, because I was there. Like, no, you couldn't have been. We didn't take underage people.
Oh.
I smell a lawsuit. You kept a minor locked on your psych ward for 3 weeks.
That sounds like it gets. Sometimes there's some wild shit that happens to you.
Yeah.
Not that much.
I have weird shit in my life.
Nothing wild happens to me.
They were probably trying to recruit me for like an MK Ultra program or something.
You're a failed
test. There's no records of me anymore.
You're just a failed subject. Oh, you're not failed. Maybe you're exactly where they want you to be.
Yes.
They'll, you know, they'll activate you soon.
That wouldn't make sense because every time I hear an ice cream truck go by, I kill something. No, I don't do anything like that.
You're kind of a bad, like, choice for a sleeper agent at this point, considering how fucked up your back and body is. Like, he's an
Maybe
agent.
Maybe that's part of it.
Oh, it's all fake.
Yes.
You don't actually have a
back. That way nobody would expect me. There's, like, little microchips in there that are, like, poking and hurting things.
Yeah.
And then, like, when they activate me, I'm perfectly healthy, and I kill someone, and I go right back to being
all crippled.
And
that's why every time, like, your doctors try to help, it only helps for a little bit, but you get fucked
up.
It never
helps.
It all makes sense now. It's amazing. We figured it out.
Yes.
Well, we should probably do our stories.
Oh, I was going to tell you, before we do our stories.
Yeah.
I found a new anime, and I'm, like, obsessed with it.
Which one?
Tokyo Revengers.
No, you got into Tokyo Revengers?
It's fucking good.
The next season just started, or is about to start.
There's also a live action already.
Yeah.
But then I found out there's an uncensored version. So the one I got and I'm watching is uncensored.
Yeah.
So I looked online. I'm like, what exactly is uncensored? Because I watched a lot of it on Crunchyroll and it's censored.
Mm-hmm.
I found out that only one thing is censored. Their gang symbol.
I don't know what their symbol looks like.
They're the Tokyo Manji gang. The Manji symbol is the, like, Buddhist
peace symbol. Yeah, I know what it is.
Yeah, you know, the ones that the Nazis stole. So they censor out of all the scenes it's in.
That's funny.
But, you know, that's not what it originally meant. That's not what it means in most places still.
Well, when they did take it for their own, they did intend it for that. It definitely doesn't
totally seem like their intended piece.
Listen, people take symbols and make it their own all the time.
I know, but they had to censor it now because people associate it with the other thing instead of what it was associated with for thousands of years.
Correct.
I believe that's also one of the oldest known symbols.
It is a very old known symbol in the Buddhist tradition.
Well, even, I think they even found it in, like, Viking culture and stuff.
I don't know about that one.
They just think it was, like, so old because it was, like, easy to make symmetrical.
Yeah, it's just a symmetrical shape. Yeah. I mean, it's very easy to.
But, yeah, when they say their name is Toman, their gang, and they call it Toman, but it's Tokyo Manji, and Manji is that symbol.
I know what the Manji is, yeah.
Take it off everything in the show. So they're, like, waving a flag, and it doesn't have the whole thing on it. Their jackets don't have the whole thing down the back. So in the uncensored version, that's literally all that's changed.
I love it. Well, Christopher, I'll do my story first, but what are we doing today? This is your idea, so I'll let you...
Yes, we are doing, like, dark theories about...
They had to be dark?
Well, I guess they didn't have to be dark. They could be fucked up or weird.
Mine's not fucked up or weird. Mine's just a... Mine's just a theory about...
Well, I gave you an example.
You did give me an example, but do you know... You took all the good examples. You were like, hey, let's do this.
Why do I sound like I have an echo to my voice? That was weird.
So you... Go on.
Mine are mainly dark.
Okay, so dark and weird.
It's just kind of like...
What?
Disney theories that make sense.
Mine's that. Mine is Disney theories that make sense. You did multiple. I did one.
I got four, then I have another one in my head.
I have one.
There's another one I only vaguely know.
I have one that's technically four.
Okay.
They all connect together. Are you ready?
Like a human centipede.
I hope not. The beginning theory is Elsa and Anna are related to Rapunzel. This one's an easy one. This one is like very, like, a lot of people accept this one.
Do you have the other one that's kind of been confirmed in there?
Probably.
Who their brother is?
Yes.
Okay.
I do. That's at the end of it.
Yeah.
Yes.
That one's kind of dark. Kind of whole thing about their parents being killed.
So the family resemblance between Tangled's queen and Frozen's king is very similar. I don't have any photos, so it'll be on Instagram. But like, a lot of this, you're just going to have to believe me because I have no photo evidence to show the audio podcast.
So what we're doing is we're streaming the frequencies of the image so you can recompile it.
Correct. We're sending it out on radio waves directly to your brain.
I forget what it's called. There's that thing where like they can code the whole cicada thing. Remember that whole internet thing?
Mm-hmm.
You would find audio files, and if you looked at the sine waves,
yes,
you
pull the image out of it. Yes, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cicada's not the only one who does that, but yeah.
Yeah, not a lot of
them. There was, do you remember Cat 185? The guy who made all the Minecraft music.
No.
Well, he has one, like, part of his, like, one of the musics. If you go in the audio file and look at it on, like, what you're talking about, it makes a creeper face.
Oh, does it?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of cool.
So, yes, that. Anyways. So the Queen of Tangled and the Frozen's King, they have very similar facial features. And it makes sense given the setting of the films
Never seen that. And they said it's one of the darker Disney movies.
I have never watched Frozen or Rapunzel.
I watched Rapunzel. We brought my daughter to see it in the theater.
I had to go and like look up so much of this stuff. And I'm like, I don't know if this is true.
We brought my daughter to see that in Brave.
They could have said anything and I would have believed it.
Well, I heard it's one of the darker ones.
Frozen?
Yeah.
I don't doubt it.
I'm going to have to watch this time.
I don't want to.
I don't really want to, but now that I heard more about it, I kind of got to.
I
want to watch Moana. I haven't watched that yet.
I haven't either. If I could remove all the music, I would watch it. There has to be an edit of, like, the music being removed.
That'd be weird.
It'd be fun.
Chopping out, like, half the movie.
Good, then I can speedrun it.
Just go online and read the plot lines.
I did read quite a bit of the plot in order to understand some of these things. So, makes sense given that the films that are Norwegian princess, which is Rapunzel's mom, would have married a German king, which is supposed to be Rapunzel's dad.
Okay.
It makes sense for that, like, time that... It makes sense that kind of stuff happens quite frequently in old Europe.
Well, yeah, because you're married in the families that had stuff. If you were... You
married other...
Royal families. Expand your stuff.
Yeah. Yep. And the Frozen animators have acknowledged that Norway is the basis for the kingdom in Frozen. And we know that Rapunzel is based in Germany because of it takes place... It's a copy pasta of the Grimm story, which is in Germany.
Yeah, well, most of them are straight from Grimm.
A lot of them. I wouldn't say most of them. A lot of them. So we know those two places are Europe countries, and so it makes a lot of sense for the two to be related. It also explains Elsa's magical abilities and how the king is so prepared for a magical child. Clearly, the blonde daughters of this royal family are somehow susceptible to developing magical abilities. So, of course, when Elsa's magically injures Anna, her father immediately knows where they have to go, retrieve a book on trolls, and how they can help cursed youngsters. The troll chief even asks the king if the child was born with powers or cursed, as if he was aware of the family's history.
Okay.
Having seen his magical niece kidnapped by a jealous witch, it is understandable that Elsa's father wouldn't want anybody to know about his daughter's powers. This is why he teaches her to hide her abilities, and later decides to not bring her with on the boat ride to where they're, where the...
Yeah, but he, like, locks her away in a castle to hide her.
Right.
Okay.
I think.
Pretty sure.
I've read a little bit. I know he did lock... I don't know if he locked her in her room, or he... Again, I haven't watched the movie, so I have to go off what I read. I
see a little bit of it, and they...
She locks herself in the room.
She was locked in the room.
Right, but...
I saw...
She locked herself in the room because her father wanted her to hide her abilities.
I saw one of the funniest fucking clips, and it was her locked in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like the one sister knocking on a door, asking her if she wants to come out and play.
Yep.
And then it cuts to like a movie scene of a guy putting a gun to the keyhole. You just hear a loud bang.
I haven't seen that. That is quite funny.
Someone like... mixed it with a kid, like a little kid screaming. I'll try and find it after.
Where was I? And he later decides not to bring her with on the boat ride to what people suspect is Rapunzel's wedding. Okay. To bring her to her cousin's wedding for fear she might reveal like her abilities. Poor Anna was then also left, so Elsa's absence wasn't suspicious. 3 years later, when the kingdom opens its gates for Elsa's coronation, it's actually the first chance Rapunzel will have to pay the respects to the previous king and queen, or rather, to her aunt and uncle. Because in Frozen, you can actually see Rapunzel and the guy she marries in it.
Really?
Yep.
Huh.
Yep, there's one scene where Anna's, like, going to hug her.
Well, and that, like, kind of ties it all together, then.
It ties those two together.
Yeah. It ties the theory together.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of theories that are pretty tangible. So that's the connection between Frozen and Tangled.
Okay.
Next, to travel from Frozen's Norway kingdom to Tangled's Germany, you would have to sail past Denmark. And if the ship sank between Norway and Germany, it would have been lost somewhere in the North Sea that Ariel calls her home, and that is how it appears in The Little Mermaid after years of degradation. Denmark, of course, so people also suspect the ship that Ariel is seen exploring and, like, taking things from is the ship that the king and queen were on.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is actually tying, like, three movies together.
Yep. Denmark, of course, is the home of Copenhagen's Little Mermaid. Little Mermaid statue that is the birthplace of Hans Christian Andersen, who wrote both Little Mermaid and The Snow Queen, which is the fairy tale Frozen is based off.
I know we covered the original Little Mermaid.
Yep. Yes, we did. If the ship sank between Norway and Germany, it would be lost somewhere in the North Sea. Ariel calls her home. That's how it appears in The Little Mermaid. Oh, I read that already. Elsa and Anna's parents didn't die, but instead end up on a jungle island.
I think it actually says that in the...
In what?
In the movie.
No, it says they die in the movie.
Yeah, but there's something where someone was able to tie it together because it said, like, they... Something about them having a son.
In an interview with MTV, Buck is one of the co-creators of Frozen and Tangled and some other ones. Of course, Anna and Elsa's parents didn't die. This is, after all, a Disney movie. So he's basically saying, like, no, they didn't actually die, but they did sink. However, he later goes on to explain that there was a shipwreck, but they were at sea a little bit longer than we think, because the mother was pregnant, and she gave birth on the boat to a little boy. They get shipwrecked, and somehow they really washed far away from the Scandinavian waters, and they end up in a jungle. They end up building a treehouse, and a leopard kills them, so their baby boy is raised by gorillas.
They still die.
And he goes on to say, so in my little head, Anna and Elsa's brother is Tarzan.
And they talked with, like, it might have been him, but they talked with, like, the creator of it. And he said, like, the theory that people came up with makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
And he might have, like, subconsciously put it in there, because when you're walking around a Disney studio all days and seeing all the other movies and stuff, it kind of seeps into your head and kind of mingles.
I did read also in that interview that he was saying, it was like, it happens quite frequently where we add a lot of things into it because you're working on this project for like 4 years. And so, like, there's a lot of little things that you kind of play with in your head and you add like headcanon and stuff.
Yeah.
So it makes sense.
Put down that liquor bottle while you're...
No, you can't take my rum away.
My moonshine.
However, it is a bit weird because... If the ship did sink in Denmark, next to Denmark in that ocean, how do they wash up on a jungle island? That's the only thing. So maybe the ship in Ariel isn't the actual ship, because otherwise it wouldn't make sense how they would wash up on a jungle island.
Yeah.
Because all that is like cold weather stuff. I think the nearest jungle island would be somewhere south, very south of where they were at.
There was something that explained how it worked I had read a while back.
Unless they want, like, the currents somehow...
I think, like, it was like they were off track.
I did read that some people believe that they were... Some storm pushed them off track and they were at sea a lot longer than they anticipated.
Yeah.
And because of that, they somehow ended
something
up...
Something like that I read.
Really far away. But that also wouldn't explain the ship in Ariel. Unless the ship wrecked there, but they got off the ship and weren't able to find their way back to shore. And so, like, the currents of the ocean brought them very far south.
They floated on a door.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Cold water.
A door.
Did you ever see that thing about Titanic? How they
people never, like, let go, Jack.
You can clearly fit two people on that door.
Yes. Yep. There was a Mythbuster episode about it, I'm pretty sure.
I think there was.
Yeah. Also, there is one more thing that kind of disproves, like, a lot of these theories. Or not a lot, but disproves the Tarzan one. You see Tarzan's parents in the movie. You see the king and queen in Frozen. They do not look the same.
Oh.
The king Frozen has red hair.
Years of trying to survive on a tropical island being beaten by the sun.
That doesn't make sense because the king in Frozen has red hair. The guy who's Tarzan's dad has brown.
When I was a kid, I had pure blonde hair.
Nope, that doesn't...
And it turned straight brown when I was like 10. Yes,
correct. However, if you follow the theory's timeline... It's a 1 year maybe gap.
Oh. Well, my hair changed within a year from being out in the sun and shit.
You were a child.
Yeah. I was like 10 when it changed.
Your hair color changes when you go from a kid to like older.
Yeah, but usually not that drastic. Because like my aunt came up to see me and she's like, stop. And she looked at me. She's like, Chris? I'm like, yeah. She's like, you had blonde hair last time I saw you. And it was like, a few months before.
Yeah, I had blonde hair. Then it went to a very dark brown.
Yeah.
And then when I started working outside for my job, it went to a lighter brown.
It's weird.
It is weird.
I don't get the blonde to brown. It just seems odd.
Most of my family had that. We all started like little Aryan children. And then we
like
went...
Like good Germans.
Like good Germans. We started off with blonde hair. some of us had blue eyes with blonde hair, and then our blonde hair decided to rebel against our genes and was like, now we're brown.
I had like long blonde hair with ringlets and shit.
Ringlets?
My mom, or every time my mom would cut them off because I look like a girl, and she's like, no.
It looks so pretty.
Yeah.
It's my pretty little Chris. That's my theory, though. It is four theories in one.
Four?
It is three theory. Well, it is...
Three?
Yeah.
Not four.
Three.
Mermaid, Rapunzel, and Tarzan.
Correct. There was a third. I don't remember. No. There was a fourth.
To everybody who listens, do not homeschool your kids.
Math is hard. Can you hold up some of the fingers? I need to count. Hold up some of your fingers for me. 1, 2, 3.
That's all 7, I got.
3. It's right. I don't know what 3 is, so it could be the correct amount of fingers.
We played with homemade fireworks a lot.
They're the best kind of fireworks, though. Why wouldn't you want to play with homemade fireworks?
Yeah, is that your whole thing?
That's my whole thing. I told you, I had, like, I smacked the shit out of that arm.
Yeah, you always do.
This is not true.
You used to kick the table and go dunk, dunk, dunk through the podcast.
Listen, I have to make sure that we don't get the best quality audio. I have to fuck it up somehow.
Okay, well, we are going to take our short break, and then we will be right back. We're back.
Hello, I am back.
So am I.
Okay. You enjoy your little break?
No.
No, you didn't go potty?
You kept rubbing my thigh. I keep smacking your hand away.
You know you like it.
Okay, so...
Wonk.
What?
Wonk?
What the fuck is that?
It's not a wink. It's a...
I don't know what the fuck
wonk.
Is. I know.
Wonk. You blink with both eyes?
Sure.
You wink at with both eyes instead of winking. You wonk.
Okay.
Wonk.
You damn kids and your weird slang.
You never wonked at anybody?
No.
Instead of winking, you use both your eyes.
Why? Because it just looks like you're fucking blinking.
That's the point. It's fucking funny.
No, nobody knows what the fuck's going on. I just think you blink normally.
That's why you gotta, like, look, you know, you
do it aggressively.
No, this is the look. You kind of like, yeah, wonk.
No.
You have to say wonk,
don't
too.
Don't ever do that again.
Don't ever do that again. I did a head tilt and then looked at him seductively and wonked.
Yes, don't look at me seductively again. Okay, I have a couple more.
He doesn't like that I wonk at him.
Of our little Disney thingies.
You know, why you never look at me? Why don't you ever buy me nice things? Never buy me anything.
I got a funny story for you.
I see that. You bought me this arm. That's pretty nice.
A what?
This?
Oh, your swing arm?
Yeah. I appreciate that.
Okay.
That's it. That's all I had.
I also bought this.
But that's not for me.
It's for us. You don't like anything I buy for us.
It's never for me. Why don't you buy anything for me?
Okay, so...
I bought this microphone for us.
No, you bought that one for you, because I bought one for me.
Yeah, but it's for us. I'm not using it outside of this.
True.
It stays here.
True. Your other microphone's over there, by the way. You can, like, you know, bring it home at some point.
I don't know what I'm going to do with this
microphone. It looks like a fucking trophy.
It is just... It, at this point...
It's like a Grammy.
I don't have the cable for it. It broke, remember?
Oh, yeah, yours was broken. Yeah. You can just go to Walmart and buy one for like $2.
What is that? That's a micro.
It's that weird USB one.
Yeah, it's USB micro.
It's like an A or a B.
I don't remember.
They had too many of them.
I've been learning a lot about like all the different like cables. I'm like, why do we have a macro USB B and a micro USB B?
I don't know. It got weird for a while. Then we had like micro HDMI.
We still have micro HDMI.
Nothing really used except...
No.
I've seen it on a couple of video cards.
Yeah.
And whenever I hook it up, it never fucking does anything.
Micro DisplayPort cables.
The fat ones you screw on?
No, not like a DVI.
Okay.
No. Do you know, okay, so like with graphics cards, you use a display port cable. It's specifically called a display cable. It's all it is. And so it's not HDMI. It's better than HDMI because it's not trying to do sound and video. It's just doing video.
I think mine has the DVI.
You have a DVI?
That or HDMI? It might be HDMI now.
DVI is the blue one.
Yeah. It might be HDMI.
Most of them have DVI and HDMI.
Well, I had a video card that had both of them.
Vega.
And whenever I'd hook up through HDMI, it would never fucking pick up.
Do you have Vega?
I don't know what Vega is.
It's the white one. It's bigger.
No. Those are the old ones.
Yeah. That was like...
They're like fucking like printer fucking cables.
They're not that big, but yeah. They're pretty fucking big.
Big fucking ribbon cable. It takes two people to get it on there.
Vega even has like three different cables. There's like a Vega A and B.
I think there a Vega in Street Fighter? I think he's my favorite character.
I'm pretty sure Vega's the bad guy from Street Fighter.
He was the one with the mask and the blades on his hands.
Yes. Who am I thinking of?
M. Bison.
M. Bison, yeah. For me, it was Tuesday. Did you ever watch the movie?
No.
I fucking love the movie.
I have never seen it.
So bad.
It's I have the original Super Mario Brothers movie. It's good.
It's something.
It's good.
You're talking about when the
come on, I still love Hackers.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
That's one of my favorite movies.
I really like Swordfish. The Password Swordfish.
That's a good movie though.
It's an okay movie.
It's good. I think one of the best movies I've seen recently was that Baby Driver.
That's really good.
Of how
you like Batman?
Perfect. The fucking music was synced.
Yeah,
it was just awesome to watch.
What about Batman?
The new one?
Yeah.
I fell asleep in the theater.
Oh, I loved the new Batman.
I missed the whole car chase scene. I woke up and I'm like, what did I miss? And she's like, you missed the car chase scene. I'm like, was it long? She's like, yeah, like 15 minutes.
Oh my God.
I'm like, oh.
I can't believe you fell asleep.
I am notorious for falling asleep in theaters.
Really? I've never fallen asleep in a theater.
One time my friends wanted to go see a movie just because they wanted to see the girl in the movie.
That's fucking dumb.
So we go in the theater. And they had this rule where if all three of us went to the theaters, mm-hmm. we had to have a seat between us. They called it the buffer seat.
Your theater had a rule?
No. My friends did.
Oh.
Because they didn't want people to think they were gay.
That's so fucking... I love
it. So anyway, we get in the theater and like so my one friend sits down, then there's a space, then my other friend sits down, then there's a space... Then I threw my trench coat across three seats and just curled up and late fucking fell asleep through the whole movie. I didn't want to watch it. It was dumb. These were the same friends that wanted me to get girls' phone numbers.
Oh.
And set up a date, and then they would show up instead of me. I'm like, you don't think she'll fucking notice?
You guys were catfishing before catfishing was catfishing.
You guys look nothing like me.
Hey, baby girl, let me get your number, and then we're going to set up a date, but I won't show up.
I was the only one with a girlfriend, and they were both kind of like dorky and overweight. And it's like, if you show up in my place, you think she's gonna stick around?
So, anyways, I got new Magic cards. Do you want to look at my Magic cards? There's also a new game coming out. It's called Yu-Gi-Oh.
We played Magic at the time too.
I know. Shit, I know. I know my ilk. I've never played Magic, but I know.
It's good. It's fun.
Old school.
A lot of strategy.
Well.
That's how my friend got me back into it. Like, before I moved down here.
Oh.
Because there was so much changes and stuff. He's like, I'm just going to make you.
There's a lot more changes, though.
He's like, I'm going to make you an old school deck with the cards you remember that are still valid. They're not banned.
Yeah, there's a completely new meta. But the meta changes quite frequently.
I heard recently that they did something. But they took away, like, some free licensing?
Probably.
And
well, Magic. Wizard of the Coast did that to D&D. So I wouldn't be surprised
if it was... They did it with Magic, and they lost, like, most of their, like, fan base.
I'm not surprised.
They started going to other games.
Nobody plays Magic the Gathering, though.
Well, they said... my friend's store...
No. What I mean by, like, is, like, basic Magic, like, standard Magic the Gathering, nobody played standard. They always played, Commander.
No, we used to play it normal.
Everyone I've ever talked to.
Or Two-Headed Beast or whatever it was called.
I don't remember. I don't. But everyone.
Two teams.
Mm-hmm. Oh, two okay. Players. Yes.
Yeah.
But every time I've ever seen someone play Magic the Gathering or talk to somebody who's played Magic the Gathering, and this is both like local and like on the internet, they've never played, and like people have talked about it, like nobody plays standard Magic the Gathering anymore. Always Commander.
That's what I played.
Or like something like that.
That's what he made me the deck for.
Standard?
Yeah, then we had a deck where I came up with an idea and we did the two-headed beast or two-headed monster, whatever, two-headed giant. I forget what it's actually called. But my deck only worked in that. Basically, my partner had to defend me.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Until I got my combo set up, and then it was game over. Because once I got my combo set up, I could give our opponents an infinite amount of mana in one turn.
Mm-hmm.
And if you, say, make 10 mana and you play a card that takes 8, if you can't use the other 2, you take 2 points of damage.
Oh.
So if I give them an infinite amount of mana, they're dead. That's it. Game over. There's no way unless you have like a token deck.
This is not going to become a Magic the Gathering podcast. I don't know anything about Magic the Gathering, and I'm not going to learn.
It's fun.
I'm sure it is. I don't have it.
Some decks.
You have Magic cards?
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's like a couple card boxes full over there.
Oh, Chris, you have a Black Lotus. Oh my God.
Yeah, right.
When did you get this? You
have a Black Lotus and a Chaos Orb? You have all the full set of the Moxes?
You have all 5 cards of Asmodeus?
I don't know.
Asmodian? Asmodian? Fuck.
Is that Yu-Gi-Oh?
It is Yu-Gi-Oh.
I know there was like some creature, it was like 5 cards to build him.
Exodius. That's what his name was, I think. Exodius.
Okay. Story time. You good?
I was Googling Exodius.
The blue-eyed dragon?
No. It's I'm wrong. It's Exodia.
Asmodeus.
Exodia. Exodia.
Exposius. You good? You reading it?
No, I was just waiting for you to get done making
stupid words.
Yep.
Okay, so I have 2 from the Beauty and the Beast. A Little Mermaid one.
Mm.
And mm-hmm. a Peter Pan one.
Okay.
So, in the Beauty and the Beast, when the beast gets cursed,
yes,
all of the people living in the castle,
all the staff,
become cursed.
Correct.
And they become furniture. Or like candle or a teapot.
Is a candle furniture?
Kinda. It's like decorative furniture.
Yeah. I wouldn't consider like a teapot.
Teapot wouldn't be furniture.
Right.
Okay, they become
objects. Inanimate objects.
Inanimate objects.
Except for they become animate.
Because yeah, they're not really. They become animated
objects. Inanimated objects. Animated, but inanimated objects anyway, in an animated movie.
So we know what, you know, there's the wardrobe, the candle, the teapot.
Nobody
the
became cup, a candle.
The candlestick.
No, he became a candelabra.
Same thing.
Go on.
It's a multi-armed candlestick.
Candelabra.
Then it was what, the feather duster?
Yeah, a broom. Like a
French maid.
Yep.
So, there's a thing, though, where, like, remember where the rose was stored? In the West Wing?
Yes.
He told Beauty, or Belle. Beauty. He told Belle never to go to the West Wing.
Yes.
And then there was some stuff in his fan theory where, like, nobody was supposed to sit in his throne, but the two of them, like, maybe, I don't know what their names were, maybe the clock and the candelabra or something.
Yeah.
Brought her to see the throne room, and they let her sit in it. But none of them would ever go into the West Wing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you eventually see inside the West Wing, and it's all shredded, torn apart, destroyed furniture, and other things.
Mm-hmm.
So if all of his staff had become that furniture, and then he raged out and killed all that furniture, were they all animate? Did he murder half his staff?
It's a very good question.
Because also, another thing they added to the fan theory was that when the curse is broken, they show the castle coming back to life,
mm-hmm.
but they don't show that the West room. Because
do you think
if the theory is right, it would just been like body parts?
That's what I was about to ask. Everywhere. Do you think they stay as furniture when the curse is broken because they're dead, or like they all turn back into like themselves but in pieces?
Yeah, but that's the whole theory, is that they were all his staff, and someone tried to like lessen the impact of it on the thread talking saying, about like, it.
It's okay, they weren't real. It's all animated and the furniture, so it's fine.
Well, they pointed out that all the animated objects are castle staff.
Mm-hmm.
But royalty also had a full group of personal staff that followed him around all the time.
Yes.
Beast has none.
You think he just killed his personal staff?
So the idea was that someone else came up with a kind of lesson what happened was maybe he didn't do it intentionally. When he turned into the beast, he didn't know what was going on. He flipped out and he killed all the now moving furniture surrounding him, not knowing he was a beast yet.
Yeah.
And then, he killed his whole personal staff, mm-hmm. or what the hell would they be called nowadays?
Retainers?
No. People always have their little group that follow, their entourage.
Entourage or posse.
Yeah. So that was one of the ideas someone else came up with that kind of tried to lessen what might have happened.
Sure.
He wasn't in control yet.
You know,
if you wake up and you see, like, furniture talking to you.
That movie doesn't quite make sense to an extent. He turns into a beast, but everyone else gets turned into furniture.
Yeah.
That's a weird curse. Like, why didn't he become furniture with everybody else, or everybody become beasts?
Yeah, true.
Why is it specifically like, oh, you'll become a beast, but all the people in the building, furniture?
What happened to, like, the mice that lived in the castle?
Hmm. Well, mice aren't staff.
I know, but it was like every living thing in the castle was cursed.
That's true, because a dog became a footrest.
You see, like, a little mosquito, and also a spoon falls to the floor. What the fuck?
That footrest was... I always wanted that footrest as, like, an actual dog, by the way.
It runs around and, like, gets under your feet and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that was really cool. I don't know why. It was like... I have to start making a list of all the D&D ideas I get while on this podcast, because, like, there's been three different characters I've come up with on this podcast.
I determined yesterday if I ever play D&D again, I am making Rob the God of Thunder. He's gonna have, like, you know, all, like, look like he's straight out of the 80s.
Oh, my God.
So I have a question.
I want to play Rob the God of Thunder.
About a famous D&D podcast.
Uh-huh.
That now has a Prime show.
Yeah, two.
Yes, I started watching. I'm not too fond of the second season yet.
I like the second season.
I was dying laughing when he got the belt that he didn't know what it did, and they gave him a beard, and the guy made fun of him.
That's
like,
the first season.
No.
Oh, you mean the second season of
the show?
No, I'm saying there's a second show that they're making.
Oh, are they?
They have two.
Okay.
D&D-based shows.
What's this next show?
The Mighty Nein.
Oh, that I'm going to love that one, because that's the one I'm listening to.
Yes. Which they announced, like, right after the second season started.
Yeah, because they said... I got to the part where they said the first season was just coming out, and they were already picked up for a second season.
Yeah.
So now they're going to make a totally separate show of the second season of the podcast.
Yes.
So yep. That's so
they're making two it's shows.
Confusing as fuck.
Yes.
Because you got the show, which has now two seasons, was based off the first season of their podcast.
We'll just call it Legend of Vox Machina, or Vox Machina Season 2.
And the other one would be the Mighty Nein.
And the other one would be Mighty Nein.
They're not the Vox Machina group.
Right, they're not Vox Machina.
The other thing, too, is they said that it doesn't actually follow the podcast.
Season 2?
No, the first one. They came out and they said it doesn't strictly follow it.
It follows the overarching, like, things
but
that happen.
But it's still canon.
Yes. So they follow the overarching things that happen. Even in season 2, I haven't finished. I'm not caught up on it. I'm, like, three episodes
behind. I just watched the one where he got the belt.
Okay.
See that one?
Oh, yeah. I did.
And he's like, I've got a beard. And the guy's like, that's all it does. He's like, gets in his face. He's like, I've got a fucking beard.
It does more. In the,
okay.
It does more. It gives him, I think, a +2 to strength. Gives him a beard. And he can understand Dwarven.
He was hilarious when he was walking through the dungeon, just activating every trap.
Yeah.
He'd see a button and just push it.
Yeah.
Like, we got to be careful. And he's like, I'm going to push this tile down because someone might trip over it.
Yeah. So in season 1 and 2, it does follow the idea of the campaign one, but there are differences. Like, when they go to the Feywild, everyone doesn't get split up. And they're all together.
Yeah.
Artagan, the... You okay there?
Yes. There's something on the screen. I didn't want to, like, touch the screen and, like, mess stuff up, so I just used the paper to...
Artagan, in that, when they're in the Feywild, you haven't gotten into it, like, he's... He makes a different deal with them.
I only... Is that in the second season?
Or no. I'm talking... 99. The second season of
Prime Show.
Yes.
Of Vox Machina.
Of Vox Machina.
I only got to the part now where...
They're in the Raven's
mother. He just got the robe.
Yes. Yes.
But my question was...
The crypt.
The guy with the gun.
Percy.
Yes.
Yes.
So... Guns aren't in D&D.
Yes, they are.
Are they now?
They've been in for a while.
Okay, because I didn't know if he just used the skill sets you can get to be able to make a gun to have it.
What?
Okay, so say you're playing D&D.
Yeah.
And guns don't exist in that world.
Correct.
But if you pick up the ability to do, like, alchemy and metalworking,
yep,
then you can... make a gun, and the DM can't stop you.
Yeah.
So I didn't know if that's what he did to get the
guns. No, what happened was they went from Pathfinder to 5th edition.
Okay, so they had guns.
In Pathfinder, okay, so when they started Critical Role, like 5th edition had just come out.
We talk about them a lot.
We do. we'll just clear this up, and then we can move on to what your story was. So when Critical Role started streaming on Geek & Sundry's Twitch channel, 5th edition had just come out. So, gunslingers didn't exist then. So, they had to implement some of the ideas that Pathfinder had for gunslingers into 5th edition. Because before they started on...
So Pathfinder has gunslingers, but 5th edition doesn't.
Well, it does now.
Okay.
But when they started, 5th edition didn't have gunslingers. It didn't exist. But Pathfinder did, and that's what they were playing before they started live streaming it. They were playing Pathfinder, and they didn't want to change everyone's character just to fit 5th edition. And that's why when you watch the campaign one, certain classes will have abilities that aren't in 5th edition that they have carried over into 5th edition from Pathfinder.
That's one of the whole things with D&D anyway. They recommend you do stuff like that, don't they?
Yeah. So it wasn't like game changing. It wasn't like, oh, you can't do that. It's not in the book.
They basically give you the game engine and let you do what you want.
Correct. I will say, though, there was a lot of people that it annoyed when they watched Critical Role.
That because Percy had a gun?
No. Like, there's some other rules. Like,
oh.
A very common rule that a lot of people do now, today, is in order to take a potion, it's a bonus action, not a full action. Even though in 5th edition it was a full action. Or a standard action is what they call it. However, there is now a gunslinger archetype for fighters that was implemented because of Critical Role. It is literally, if you go on the D&D Beyond webpage and like it shows you which archetype comes from which books, it will say Critical Role.
So that's what I was getting at. So when he made the character,
he made it from the rules of Pathfinder.
Which had guns. Okay.
Yes.
I thought he just kind of made it work with the rules that were there. And
you can do that, and he did kind of do that because in his lore, he made the guns.
That's why I thought maybe he had like kind of just bypassed the rules to make it work. And
He bypassed the rules technically, because in Matt's world, guns didn't exist, and so he created his own guns. So nobody had guns but him.
The other thing I noticed when I was listening to it was like, one of the guys that writes the book is there sometimes.
What?
They had one person come in and he played like a character, and then they asked him a question about or they teased him because he literally like writes the D&D books, but
he didn't know the rule. Chris Perkins.
Yes.
Yes.
He played that little goblin that got just smeared across the ground.
Smirt. Yeah. It's like squirt, I think.
But they kept looking at him for like verification of rules.
Yeah, Chris Perkins. He's been on a few times. He played the goblin, then he played the old Goliath lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's like one of the writers, right?
He's one of the people that work on the books.
Yes, I thought.
He's been around since 3.5? Either 3.5 or 4th edition.
But they were also laughing at, like, you know, we need to clarify this rule. Maybe we should ask the guy who wrote the...
Yeah.
Okay, so back to the stories.
Did you know, just real quick, Chris Birkin has his own D&D podcast that he does called the... I can't fucking remember it. It's like... They're like an adventuring group. Like a guild.
There was another one I listened to. I'm gonna look this up.
Uh-huh.
Shit. It was another D&D live play podcast. And they were popular. And they had their group going.
Yep.
And they're like, we need a leader of our group. And they picked the leader. And they're like, we need a name for our group. And the guy's like, Fox Machina.
You did tell me about this, yes.
Like, we're not calling ourselves, we can't do that. Like, we are now Fox Machina. Because they're fans of Critical Role.
Yeah. Which is funny. God, what is the name of his D&D podcast? It's like Inquisition, or not Inquisition, but like...
Nobody expects the D&D Inquisition.
Nobody expects the D&D.
They just show up and hit you with D20s in a sock.
Oh. God, that would be amazing.
They throw a few D3s in there so it hurts when the spikes get you.
Why can I not find this fucking podcast? This is going to drive me insane if I don't find it. It's like Acquisition something. Maybe if I do D&D Acquisition.
He's typing away.
Yep. Thank you. Thanks. I thought it was coming from my computer for a second. Acquisition Incorporated. Maybe it doesn't have... No, it does have Chris Perkins as the DM. Why didn't I bring it up when I wanted to find the fuck?
So you found it.
Yes, it's called Acquisitions Acquisitions Incorporated.
I knew it was going to get used at some point.
So he had a podcast where it was called Acquisitions Incorporated, and that was pretty interesting. But they started in 4th edition, because 4th edition had just come out whenever they started the podcast. It's so hard to watch, because I hate 4th edition. It's so bad.
They started in the 1st edition. You had a barbarian, you had a thief,
uh-huh.
You had a wizard.
Yep. Anything else?
I can't remember what else they had. It was a standard... The old RPG stuff always just had four archetypes.
Fighter, barbarian, wizard, thief.
Yeah, something like that.
It was something like that.
Okay, so my second one is also Beauty and the Beast.
Hey, I like Beauty and the Beast.
We know Beast was cursed for 10 years.
Was it 10 years? I thought it was until he...
Well, it lasted 10 years. It was until...
Oh, up until... Well, no. At that point, it was 10 years.
Because it was still 10 years, because if the rose died,
Set
for a certain amount of time. So, if you watch the movies, the live action or the animated, Belle sings about the townsfolk in the morning, remember?
Yes.
And how they're always doing the same thing at the same time. They always wake up at the same time. The baker always has the same stuff on his baking tray, and she's dancing through the crowd like she knows where they're all going to be.
Yes.
The theory is that the village is cursed, too.
Mm-hmm.
So they're reenacting basically the same day over and over and over.
Like a Groundhog's Day type of scenario?
They don't age.
Oh.
Which is kind of proven, because at the end of the movie, when the curse is broken,
mm-hmm.
and the people see the villagers they knew... They're all still the same age. After 10 years.
That's a good point, actually.
Because you remember the villagers rush in and they're all like...
Belle ages.
She might be... Maybe she's not part of the village that got cursed. Does she age? You only see them at that one point.
Yeah, but she didn't know about the castle until, like...
So maybe she wasn't there.
Yeah.
A curse got in. I don't remember who she is. Is she, like... Did she live in a village before?
I don't know. Because her father is the inventor. I don't remember where he lives, though. Does he live on the outskirts? Maybe she wasn't a part of the town.
That's what I was thinking.
By the way, the original D&D
But characters... that'd be even weirder, because then she'd go into a town where everybody's, like, frozen in time and be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, but if she didn't when she was... Because 10
Dad,
years...
Dad, is this Eureka?
She's like, what? Oh, God. That's a fucking great show. If it was 10 years, how old is she in the movie?
She doesn't age in the movie.
She's only... The movie's only,
yeah, like...
like
a couple days or weeks or something.
It's like a few weeks, maybe a few months.
But the point is the villagers didn't age either.
Right, but if she was, like, a child when it happened, and the villagers were just like that, she might think that's normal.
Yeah.
She might think, oh, this is fine. This is how it's supposed to be.
Plus, she obviously has seen them for enough time to know their patterns.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm going to derail us for a hot second. The three main D&D classes initially was Cleric, Fighter Man, Fighting Man, and Magic User.
Okay, I'm good. I'm glad we clarified more D&D for you.
Yes, it makes me feel better. Fighting Man, Magic User.
So that was
Cleric.
Basically the whole second theory.
It makes sense to an extent.
Well, because when they wake up,
everyone's the same age.
And the villagers, they all recognize each other.
Yeah.
And if they had all aged, even when they were like furniture, they shouldn't be able to recognize each other after 10 years. Or a little bit harder, at least. They look a lot different to each other.
I would say the kids.
And how come when Chip comes back to life, he doesn't just drop dead from the crack in his skull?
It's his tooth.
Is it his tooth?
Yes.
Okay, I thought it was like his head.
Isn't it supposed to be his...
Because it's on his fucking head. He has a mouth and a cup.
It is on his forehead.
Shouldn't the chip be in his... It's Harry Potter. He has a scar on his forehead.
It's a chip.
He just wakes up, he's like drooling in a corner.
I'm looking up Chip human. Nope.
No chip in his tooth?
There's no chip.
See, he should have a cracked skull then. He comes back too.
There's no chip.
Someone should do that as a fan art. Chip, after the curse is broken, he's like laying in the corner.
Maybe it's supposed to be like a cowlick or a part in his hair like that.
I don't know.
I don't know either. Also, the chip doesn't look like a chip if you look. Oh, no, that one does. Never mind. Don't.
Yeah. He's definitely got a chip in his head.
That's
a massive one, too.
I don't know.
They just don't show Chip after transformation, his cold body in the corner.
Just dead.
Brain exposed.
That's a good point. I don't know. Huh. Fuck, now I want to know. Maybe he's dead.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. When he comes back.
Well, there's Beauty and the Beast 2, isn't there? And Chip's in that.
Or is he?
They're all dead.
They just renamed some other kid they kidnapped.
Oh my God, you're right. They're all dead.
Chip should be dead.
All I'm
or at
saying,
least not the same personality after that massive wound.
It doesn't necessarily have to be his head. Like, I know it's in his head area.
It is. That's that way for every other object.
Is it?
Yeah.
Who else is missing things?
Chip's mother.
She's not missing anything.
No, but when she turns back, she has a massive penis for the spout.
Her lid is just her hat, though.
I'm talking about her spout, though.
I know what you're talking about, but I'm not trying to justify it.
You're ignoring me.
I'm trying to ignore it and move on to the next part of the argument, or the questioning. But look, like, that's... Her top is just her hat.
Yeah.
So, like, if she lost it...
Well, you said the part in his hair, but all of their characteristics take place on the object, not broken.
That's true. So
Chip gets a crack in his head. And don't they mention how he got the chip? Like, after he was a cop, he got it?
I don't know. Maybe. You know, this is... We have to study this further and figure out why Chip isn't dead.
Okay, moving away from Beauty and the Beast, we're going to go to the little Mermaid and Peter Pan.
I liked The Little Mermaid.
That was one of my...
Pocahontas was my favorite.
I never really watched that one.
Pocahontas?
I always liked Beauty and the Beast, Little Mermaid, and Lilo and Stitch.
Lilo and Stitch, Pocahontas, and Sword and Stone were my favorites.
Oh, those are old ones. Sword and Stone.
I love Sword and Stone.
How about Fantasia?
I watched it a few times.
I watched it like four times in a row in one night on acid.
I was about to say, were you on acid?
Yes. Okay, so...
Oh God, now I would want to try that.
The theory is...
Fantasia on acid?
I never got visuals with my acid. I just got really mellow.
That's weird.
So I just kind of chilled and watched it.
I've never done acid, so I wouldn't.
So this theory is that Hook killed Ariel's mother.
Ariel's mother. Okay.
Okay. So in Peter Pan, we know there's mermaids.
Yes.
See them in the
yep.
bay. And if you look at the mermaids that are sitting on the rock, mm-hmm. the one to the far left has red hair. Instead of a green tail, she has a blue tail, but she looks a lot like Ariel.
That could change. It's fine.
The mermaids, we know, are afraid of the pirates.
Mm-hmm.
And in The Little Mermaid, we know she was raised by her father, Triton, but yep. we don't know where her mother is.
No.
So in, 2008, The Little Mermaid, Ariel's Beginning came out. And we find out that...
That was a TV show. Oh, no, 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 no. The TV show takes place after the movies. Never mind.
But we find out about her mother.
Yeah.
Her mother's name was Athena. And a pirate ship burst into the cove. All the mermaids went to flee. Athena went to get a music box. And she was crushed by the pirate ship.
That's so rough.
They think that because the mermaids in Peter Pan, and since one looks like Ariel, are deathly afraid of the pirates, that's the reason.
It's because one of them was killed by the pirates.
Yeah, by Hook in his ship.
Specifically, dude,
Because I guess I never seen the movie, but they said the ship crashes into the lagoon and it kills her mother.
Hmm. You think Triton would have just, like, destroyed them? Literal.
Well, they also
king of the sea.
Part of the theory was also that's why he keeps his daughters away from all humans.
That makes sense. I mean, that's fair. However, I wholeheartedly believe he should go up there and teach them what for.
Well, I mean, in the original Little Mermaid story, Ariel was supposed to go up and teach them what for. She was supposed to kill the prince.
Yeah. Dude. I don't remember, I don't think it was the original, but I remember reading the one where, like, she fucking cuts her like, tail down the middle and turns them into legs.
Well, yeah, they're all dark. Like, the original...
Yeah, but the original Little Mermaid wasn't made by the Brothers Grimm.
The original Cinderella, the
stepsisters are
chopping their feet apart to get mm-hmm. them to fit into the slippers.
I know I said this before. My parents would, like, read those to me before I went to bed.
Yeah, you talked about that. the whole point of them was to scare you.
They didn't scare me.
But they were supposed to keep you, like... People get mad when I say that the Bible is basically like the Brothers Grimm or Mother Goose. Their story is meant to teach you...
Morals.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's what the original fairy tales...
I mean, you can argue all religions are meant like that. They're meant to teach you moral, like, give you a moral dilemma and let you kind of, like, use that as an example for your own life. Which isn't a bad thing.
No. That's why I said if people, like, took the Bible the way it was meant,
it's not
bad.
It's not even morals. It also taught them actually, like...
How to be good people.
How to be healthy. Like, how to, like, avoid getting diseases.
And then it got twisted and manipulated.
It always is like that. Books always get... It
always becomes for power.
But, like, there's parts where they talk about, like, not eating certain foods because it's, like pig. Not eating from bottom feeders because it's unclean and not good. Which back in the day, yeah, I mean, we have pork now, which are.
But we're also talking about people that were afraid of tomatoes because they were red.
No, that was like, that was the Europeans, which are Christians, but like.
Which is where we came from. I'm talking about how crazy it is here now.
Oh.
They're using it to serve their
power. Oh, I thought you were trying to say, never mind. I see.
And then you were talking about how it was back in the day, and I said we were afraid of tomatoes back in the day.
We were, because they were red.
Okay, so that's.
Same thing with crabs, by the way, and lobster. They wouldn't eat lobster because they thought it was poor people food and it was red and so it was disgusting. Now lobster's considered a delicacy.
We had a lobster food truck
go
to the community center.
Why?
They were doing like a
outreach program
festival.
Oh, really?
Kind of like what we do for our employees.
Nothing screams health more than fucking lobster.
And they brought in this truck that was apparently like all over Shark Tank. Gordon Ramsay. And
oh, really?
It's called, like, something Maine Lobster.
That's vague.
So, we got an extended... We got extra time for lunch, so we can go and get in line.
Yep.
It fucking took forever.
How long?
And all I got was, like... I was there for, like, 40 minutes to get a fucking lobster grilled cheese.
Sounds good.
But here's the thing. The menu said lobster grilled cheese meal.
Mm-hmm.
You get the sandwich, and you get tater tots.
Yep.
$18.99. Kind of expensive.
Yeah.
There's like three pieces of lobster in the fucking sandwich. So, that's what I ordered.
Uh-huh.
Then he gives it to me. I get in the car. I decided I was just going to eat on the way back to the shop.
Right.
Just a sandwich.
You didn't get the tater tots?
No. So I'm like, I asked, you know, Ginger Bear got the same thing for him and his son. And I said, did you get your, you know, the side dish? He's like, no, they had them either the sandwich or the meal on the menu. I'm like, yeah, but I got charged $18.99. That was the meal price.
Yeah.
He's like, wait, so did I.
What?
So if you just got the sandwich, it was the same price as getting the fucking meal.
What?
But if you didn't specifically ask for the meal, you didn't even get the side. And still got charged the same. It ended up coming to like $25 for the fucking sandwich.
What?
Yeah.
Wild. Okay, that's weird.
Yeah, that was like not last week, the week before.
So Ariel's mother died by Hook.
Yes, that's
what. Died by the pirate crew.
The next one is Peter Pan.
He's dead the entire time.
Nope. How he loves to kill.
He loves to kill.
And it's kind of not really a theory.
Nope.
This is really a short one. There's a paragraph in the book.
Right? The old book?
The original Peter Pan book.
Yeah.
That says, I got the whole paragraph right here.
Tell me.
All wanted blood except the boys who liked it as a rule. But tonight we're out to greet their captain. The boys on the island vary, of course, in numbers according as they get killed and so on. And when they seem to be growing up, which is against the rules, Peter thins them out. But at this time, there were six of them, counting the twins as two.
He murders them.
That's what it sounds like. He thins them out if they get too old.
Come on, Jimmy. Let's go around this tree. You're about to turn like 15, and that's a little too old for me.
Come here, Lenny. Tell me about the rabbits.
Why you gotta do that?
I have this book. That's all that theory is, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. I know I've read about that before. It says he
thins them out, which...
I know I've read a lot about like how...
Pretty much straight up sounds like he just...
keeps everybody young.
Shanks them.
Because he kills them.
Yeah. There's a book I read called The Child Thief. And it's like a twist on Peter Pan.
Yeah.
And it's really fucking good. Like, he goes to the human world, and he preys on the outcasts, like runaways, addicts, homeless kids.
Orphans.
And he promises them something better. And he'll come, like, to them a couple nights in a row and keep talking about how great this other thing is, and they should come with him.
Oh my God, he's an incubus.
And then when they go with him...
He's a tempter.
It's not, you know... What was it? What's the how was the to get the Neverland? First star and right straight on till morning?
Something like that, yeah.
It wasn't like that. You had to walk through this fog.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to keep Peter in your sights because he knew the path through the fog. And as the kids are walking through the fog, they realize they're stepping on like bodies and stuff. And if you veer off the path, you don't make it through the fog.
Right.
And then Peter goes looking for another kid.
Oh my God. That's amazing.
And they like, there's something where they, I can't remember the whole book. It was a while ago since I read it. I think it was like the pirates weren't that bad or didn't even want to fight anymore, but he kept making the kids kill the pirates.
I remember reading something about that.
It was a pretty dark book. It was a cool take on it, though.
Sounds interesting. Do you think you you watch Lost Boys?
The movie?
Yes.
About vampires?
Yeah.
Yeah?
What are your thoughts on the Lost Boys?
Sucked.
You didn't like the Lost Boys?
No.
Really?
I'm one of the few people I know that did not like that
movie. Oh my God.
I mean, it's good. I'd probably want to rewatch it now because I think I could appreciate it better.
Yeah.
But
there's parts.
Like four of them now or something.
Are there? I've only watched the first one. I know that they made like Lost Girls, which was like a maggots. TV show.
Yeah. It just seems silly to me.
It does seem very silly, and there's definitely parts of it that I'm like left confused. I did watch it when I was younger, so I guess I should watch it again as an older person and see if I understand it better.
That's what I was thinking too.
Because there's definitely parts of it I'm like, I don't get this. What is this about?
I just felt like it didn't have a plot.
I'm not quite sure why they could fly.
It was just like a couple kids who liked comic books that wanted to fight these vampires. And I didn't understand the whole
they weren't plot just of like, it was. They don't like comic books. They were like some kind of secret vampire hunting group.
Yeah, but they didn't know vampires even existed at that point in time.
But they... yes. And then somehow they did, and then because they knew how to kill them.
And then, like, one of the brothers became one.
Yeah.
Something.
Movies were weird in the 80s. I still don't get why they could fly.
Because vampires can fly.
Apparently vampires can fly.
That's all you need to know.
In no other media have I ever seen vampires fly, but in that one, they're like hanging from the bridge, and they're like, let go.
Yeah.
And they fall in the fog.
Yeah, because in other
and
ones...
And they can fucking fly.
It just depends on where you're getting your vampire lore.
Name one.
Well, Dracula has like turned into a bat to fly.
Yeah, but he can turn into a bat to fly. He can't just fly as a person.
Interview with the Vampire Lestat flies.
The Vampire Lestat?
In the Vampire Lestat, he flies over the desert to try and kill himself. Into the sun. But he's too
when
powerful.
When does he...
And he falls into the desert.
Is this the book?
Yes.
Okay. I've only watched Interview for a Vampire. Interview
you know,
with a Vampire.
This is probably going to be one of those things that people are like, how could you like that? I liked the sequel movie, too.
I haven't watched it.
It's not good.
What's...
But I liked it. And it is so weird.
What's it called? The Queen of something? The Queen of Darkness? Damned. The Queen of the Damned.
But it is so weird because
it's an Aztec
vampire,
kind of
like
right?
The books. Lestat's trying to get himself killed.
Yeah.
But see, he has a band.
I do know the second one is about Lestat while the first one's about the other guy.
Louis.
But actually, I think all the books after the first one are
technically
about
Lestat.
Yeah.
But he has the band, and when he's on stage singing, it's Jonathan Davis's voice for the songs. And sometimes the mouth just doesn't line up right, or the sound's coming out of it. And
is it the same actor?
I believe it was Korn that did the music.
Is it the same actor who plays Lestat in the first movie?
No.
No? Okay.
It was Tom Cruise in the first movie, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And it's some other dude in the second who's younger.
I really liked Interview for it with the Vampire. I kind of want to...
I saw it in the theater when it came out.
Aren't they making a TV show?
I believe so.
I think they're... Like, it's already out. Hold on. Interview with a Vampire. Interview with a Vampire TV show. It is... TV. Please. Thank you. I think it's out.
I know they did, like, the race swap, didn't they?
Yes, they did. They Jacob Anderson plays.
Look up Queen of the Damned. You can see who played Lestat. Also,
apparently it's rated very high, 98 on Rotten Tomatoes, and a lot of people were upset that Lestat and Louis were gay for each other. I'm like, did you not?
They were.
Did you not?
They watch
the movie or read the books? Like, it wasn't like very apparent. Not even that.
The whole premise of the vampire sire turning one is supposed to be a very kind of like erotic type sexual experience without sex.
Right. Well, vampires can't have sex.
It depends on what you're reading.
In that one, they can't have sex.
If you read Poppy Z. Bright's Vampires, they can.
Start Townsend? This guy played Lestat in Queen of the Damned.
Yeah, it looks nothing like him.
No.
There's one scene where he's on a beach and he's playing the fiddle with like super high fucking speed because of the powers he has.
Vampire abilities.
And the people just realize what he is and freak out when he has to like kill him and he didn't want to.
So fucking dumb. My question is, well, not question, but I
do you remember who played Armand?
It was, fuck, what's his name? The guy who, I can never remember any of the names.
Oh shit, I just drew a blank his name too.
I don't remember his name. He plays Zorro.
Antonio Banderas.
Yes, Antonio Banderas. Yes, I do remember him.
He had like a short part though.
He was in it for a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, but he was like the coolest one of them.
He was the coolest character. Like badass. Doesn't he die?
I don't remember.
No, he doesn't die. He leaves.
I believe in the vampire Lestat, he becomes a lover of another male vampire.
In the books?
In the movie.
Maybe.
Because he wakes up in bed naked, and it's the other guy's bed.
Yeah. That's what's really weird about... Damned,
that's what I mean.
That's what a lot of people were like, man, I can't believe they're making him gay. I'm like, you clearly never watched the movie or read the book. They are very... it's very homoerotic.
Well, the whole point is the vampires are supposed to be attractive to everybody.
Correct.
Okay, so I actually have another fan theory.
This is the skin of a killer.
Huh?
Sorry, go ahead.
I remember another fan theory.
Mm-hmm.
About Lilo and Stitch.
Yes.
I know you know this one.
Yes.
So in the very beginning of Lilo and Stitch, she is late to her practice for dancing. The hula school there, and she's dancing and stuff.
Yes.
And a teacher asks why she's late, and she said she had to feed... Is it Pudge?
I think it's the fish. Pudge the fish, yeah.
Yeah. And I think this would kind of break out of the theory, too. It's not really... It seems like really plausible, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But she said Pudge controls the weather. And she gives him a peanut butter sandwich every day to keep him happy. And then the theory was she does that because her parents died in a rainstorm. So she doesn't want anybody else to lose their parents.
Yeah.
But that kind of seems like it's extremely plausible, not really a theory, you know? Why else would she be feeding Pudge the fish, who controls the weather, sandwiches every day?
Did you ever see that people were saying, like, at the end of Lilo and Stitch, Stitch died?
What?
Yeah, there's a lot of people out there who thought Stitch died at the end of the movie. And, like, that's, like, the implication of the movie is. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure it ends with them, like, actually
so
all together.
On top
of that, there's...
They made a rule that the planet was protected because of the mosquitoes, so...
Yeah.
And he got to stay with the family, and...
On top of that, they made a TV show that takes place after, where they're collecting all the other...
Experiments.
Stitch is not dead.
So, speaking of things that end weird.
This podcast, just end it right now.
When I was a kid, boop. When I was a kid, there was a popular show called Alf.
Yes, I know what you're going to talk about.
Alf was an alien. If you never saw it, he was an alien from space. He always wanted to eat the family's cat. They took him in. They treated him like family. The CIA, was it? Was always trying to get him.
I knew it was the government.
Yeah, one of the government agencies was trying to find where this... Because they saw the UFO come into airspace, but they didn't know where it went. And whenever they would come, they would hide Alf from everybody else. And And he said, and I believe the parents even said, that if they catch Alf, they're going to dissect him to see how he works and basically kill him.
Mm-hmm.
And the very last episode of the first season, they find Alf and take him, and then the show got canceled.
Yep.
So it basically ends with Alf being taken and dissected and killed. They didn't do a second season where you got to see him survive.
Nope, Alf is dead.
Yes. Alf just, they just killed Alf.
As they should.
They did Alf dirty.
Damn that fucking alien.
Another show ended horribly too was like dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs?
Like it got, the end of the show like was when the Ice Age was hitting and they were all dying.
Dinosaurs?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Oh, it was a show when I was a kid. It was like a sitcom, but with people in giant, like, dinosaur outfits.
Oh. Did you ever watch Dinotopia?
I believe so.
What about
the skateboarding dinosaur one?
Barney?
No, it was like Denver the Dinosaur or something.
I don't know.
There's a show called Dinosaurs, and they had a little baby, and his famous line was, "Not the mama," and he would smack the father in the head with a frying pan.
I know every
person who's like around my age group knows this show.
Probably. I've never seen that. I have never watched this.
Dinotopia?
Yes.
I kind of vaguely remember it.
I've never... Oh my god.
Look up...
Look at that CG.
That is fantastic.
That is amazing. That is
fantastic.
So I've never seen this. However,
look up the 80s cartoon.
Holy shit, look who's one of the main characters in it.
Who is that?
That's the guy from Prison Break.
I don't know Prison Break.
You ever watch The Flash?
Yes. Oh! He's the freezy guy. He would
Captain
freeze
Cold.
Yes. Well, he's not there anymore. He's somebody else now.
Because he died.
Yeah, they have the other one from the other dimension who's not helpful.
Who's the fire one?
He's the one... No, he's still ice, but he fights bad guys. In the other dimension.
Well, no. He started fighting bad guys, too. And then he fucking died.
You know,
he killed... He
the other one's got a very weird accent. Look up 80s cartoon skateboarding dinosaur. I cannot remember what it was called.
If I can spell skating correctly. What I was going to say is it Rhino Riders?
No. Did you put skateboarding?
I mean...
Because they're all on, like, roller skates. There was some goddamn show with a dinosaur that skateboarded with, like, humans.
I don't see... You pointed out. Do you see it?
Yeah, right there. Denver. I was right.
Denver, the last dinosaur?
See?
Oh my fucking god.
His name was Denver. I'm like, that sounds right, but it doesn't sound right, but it was right.
Look at this fucking thing.
How disgusting. Dare you insult my childhood?
It looks like... You ever watch Dragon Tales?
That sounds familiar.
Hold on. I'll bring it up. Dragon Tales.
Gargoyles was an awesome show. Battle Cats, I think it was called. It was awesome.
Dragon Tales. This.
No, that was like a little kid show.
I was a little kid when it was coming out.
Yeah, I was probably like 20.
So you still could have watched it.
No, we watched Blue's Clues.
I watched Blue's
Clues. We were fucking cultured.
I watched Blue's Clues too.
Did you know it was like...
Don't you come here and talk ill of Dragon Tales, okay?
Did you know...
You little bitch. It was such a good show. Don't even talk bad about it.
Blue's Clues' biggest demographic was college students.
I did hear about that.
Okay, anyway, we are going way off, so...
We're going way off. I was going to say, do you remember Dinotopia? I've only seen commercials for it when I... Because we used to, my dad used to record on VHS, like, movies whenever they came on TV. And we had one of Indiana Jones, Temple of Doom. And every time I've ever watched that DVD...
Did it start with, like, a brief clip of a Dinotopia intro and then switch to Indiana Jones?
It would have a in-between one of the, like, commercial breaks, it would start Dinotopia, and I would always see it, and I thought I was having, like, a fever dream for, like, years, and I'm like, this is a real fucking thing? Holy shit.
And sometimes it'd be a glitch, and it'd be like, oh, your birth
being filmed. No.
And then your conception.
No, it was always Temple of Doom. But I remember seeing it, and, like, Temple of Doom is now synonymous with Dinotopia in my brain.
You're a child, and something bad pops on screen, and you're like, oh, and your dad's like, that's when you were conceived.
No, luckily, I don't think there's any video of whenever any of us were conceived. Conceived? That's nasty.
Finally, it, like, registered finally.
It's time to go. I think it's time to go. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Arcanum Obscura. If you'd like to contact us on our email or follow our social media, it is our email is arcanumobscuracast@gmail.com. Our Twitter is @arcanumobscura. Our Instagram is arcanumobscurapodcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I gotta go. Chris is being weird.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye.